Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Let us all do what we can to prevent the suffering of innocent civilians, and let us condemn anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and hate of any kind.
Vice President and presidential candidate Kamala Harris pushed a U.S.-backed ceasefire deal and said it's time to end the war in Gaza after a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu took a hard line when addressing Congress to applause from Republicans and pro-Israel Democrats. He'll meet with former President Donald Trump today at Mar-a-Lago. But critics charge he's extending the Gaza war as a way to cling to power. Jonathan Deccan Chen, the father of a hostage held by Hamas, says he favors the three-phase deal because it could bring his son home.
There is more reason today than in any time since the last round of hostage releases that something can happen.
More than 40 lawmakers boycotted Netanyahu's address. Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, the only Palestinian American in Congress, has been facing criticism for a silent protest during the speech. One Republican said the sign referred to herself, and another called her an absolute disgrace on social media. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries defended Tlaib.
Rashida Tlaib is an elected member of Congress. Okay, she has a responsibility to her district in the same way that I have a responsibility to my district.
Vermont Republican Senate hopeful Gerald Malloy is contrasting himself from his opponent, progressive and Netanyahu critic Bernie Sanders. Malloy affirmed Israel's right to self-defense while also expressing regret over the deaths of Palestinian civilians.
I support Israel. I am not in favor of lobbying, as I mentioned, billions of dollars over the fence. I pray for peace every day. I want peace, and it pains me to see any people being killed.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says he wants Congress to focus on issues besides the war in Gaza, like a bipartisan plan to help with student debt. He says the bill could bring more than $1.5 billion in debt relief through a tax cut for employers who aid their workers.
It's a great retention tool, and it's also one more tool to be used in the freeing up some of the burdens from student debt.
Vice President Kamala Harris hopes to build on her momentum with an appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, encouraging voter registration and emphasizing LGBTQ issues.
Each day, we are seeing our rights and freedoms under attack, including the right of everyone to be who they are, love who they love, openly and with pride. No one is alone. We are all in this together. And your vote is your power.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.